for many months now, we've been trying to draw the attention of the international community on the plight of migrants that are stranded on the border between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, mostly in the region of Herat.
Can you tell us the situation of these migrants?
The most vulnerable migrants have been stranded, in some cases for many months, on that border region, are suffering from regular human rights abuse. We know that the health conditions in the border region are incredibly difficult. There's been an increase in encephalitis over the past few weeks and months. And we know that among those stranded migrants, we have particularly vulnerable groups. We have single women, increased numbers of unaccompanied minors, elderly and sick migrants who are basically stuck, marooned in the border region, who are desperate to go home but simply cannot go home because, A, they have no passport, no documentation, they have no money, and they've got no means of returning home. Over the past 2 years now, we've assisted about 9,500 stranded migrants and helped them to go back mostly to Ethiopia. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is that whilst we're providing humanitarian evacuation assistance to many of those desperate migrants, many more continue to arrive on the Yemeni shores, mostly from the Horn of Africa.
And you talk about human rights abuses. Who exactly is carrying out these abuses against the Ethiopian migrants?
We know from the testimonies that we have collected from some of these stranded migrants that the human smugglers and traffickers that are operating on the border region are incredibly ruthless. We have evidence of migrants being abducted, kidnapped, held for ransom. And in some cases, when the family cannot pay the ransom to the smugglers, then these migrants are victims of violence, of torture. We know that some of them have been shot.
The flight, we understand, was funded by $2.1 million donation from the Netherlands.
The evacuation flight that we organized on the 11th of December managed to evacuate 210 stranded Ethiopian migrants. Now, of course, the needs in terms of humanitarian needs, bringing assistance or humanitarian evacuation needs for those stranded migrants are enormous. We have received funding from the U.S. We've received funding from the Netherlands. And earlier this month, we also received some funding from the government of Switzerland. Because again, let me emphasize the fact that whilst we're providing as much humanitarian assistance as we can in that border region, whilst we are providing voluntary return assistance to those desperate migrants who want to return to Ethiopia, at the very same time, many thousands are arriving on the Yemeni shores. So far this year, and these are figures from our colleagues from the UNHCR, we've had more than 90,000 migrants, mostly Ethiopians, who have arrived on the shores of Yemen, and that number continues to increase year after year. So we're faced with a very daunting task of trying to provide humanitarian assistance to those migrants while at the same time looking at an increase in what we call mixed migration flows. In other words, including Somalis who will get protection when they arrive in Yemen and Ethiopians who will be considered not as refugees but as economic migrants, but who are both categories are vulnerable to the human smugglers and traffickers.
Are you seeing an improvement, though, in the situation as a whole in terms of the people who are able to leave?
No, regrettably, we've seen no improvement whatsoever in the plight of those migrants that are marooned on the border region between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. At any one time, there's in excess of 4,000 migrants, especially in and around Herat. We're doing our best to provide assistance. For instance, we have a medical center which is designed to help about 150 people. It's always over capacity, 2 to 3 times. We're seeing also increased evidence of physical abuse against those stranded migrants, including from those human smugglers and traffickers who are, in many cases, holding those migrants to ransom, kidnapping them, asking for the families to send more money. And when that doesn't happen, then fortunately we're seeing some of these migrants being not just physically abused, but tortured and in some cases murdered. So the situation in the border region is really critical for many thousands of migrants who have absolutely nowhere to go. They cannot go ahead into Saudi Arabia because the border is fairly well secured or very well secured. And the only option would be for them to move back towards Sana'a, the capital, possibly in search of jobs in the informal sector of the economy of Yemen.